Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to the Pop Rocks Radio Show. This is it, man. This is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. I obviously cannot do more than one thing at a time because I just lost my place trying to fix something, but that's okay. We'll cut all that out when we convert it to a podcast. But no, seriously, I'm glad you found it. Hey, before we start, I want to thank all of our new listeners. We were once again the other day on Friday, I believe it was, on the homepage of BTR. And man, we just got a ton of new listeners from Canada, it seems the majority were. So hello, Canadians. Happy Canada Day, which was yesterday. And tonight we have a fantastic guest. We're getting a little spooky. We have filmmaker, director, and producer, Mr. Chris Olin Ray. He has a new movie coming out tomorrow, new horror movie called Minutes to Midnight. That's tomorrow. And for some reason, this button isn't working. There it is. Chris, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. We're cooking with grease, my friend. We're cooking with grease. Man, I tell you, live radio, right? Crazy. So, Chris, I have to ask you. Are you? You grew up in the West Coast there, L.A. and whatnot.
Yes, sir. I was born in Florida, and my old man decided in the early '80s he wanted to be a film director, and so he packed up, and we all moved. Well, I say we all, but we moved to Los Angeles. And I grew up here from probably the age of 4 until 19, and then disappeared and went and joined the military for a while and did that whole thing.
Gotcha. Learned how to make a bed, right? Among other things.
Among other things, yeah. I was in the Navy, so we did that quite a bit.
Oh, man. I've heard stories. I used to live in San Diego. When I got out of college, I went to college in Boston. Then I wanted the exact opposite of Boston. I said, I need to move the exact opposite. That ex-girlfriend was actually that bad. No, I'm kidding. But no, I moved to San Diego. And so, you know, I made friends with all these Navy, ex-Navy guys and stuff. And man, some of the worst were the submarine guys. They had the worst.
The bubbleheads, they no sunlight for days. So I don't know if I can handle that one.
No, I'm telling you. I had a friend of mine, John, who had this weird, almost mutant superpower. He was a Navy. He'd been in the Navy a long time, and you could name any city on the planet, and he would tell you the women to men ratio. He just had it all down, you know. So that was John. Cool.
That's
so you got out,
right,
and
then, man.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it was uncanny. It was great at parties. So you got out of the military, and then you decided to get into the biz. Now, was it something – I mean, growing up, your father was in the biz and everything, obviously. And was this something you had always thought you were going to wind up in, or did it just kind of happen?
Kind of happened. I really – that's why I joined the military, was to kind of get away from this business. And even when I was in the military, I ended up being a photographer. So it kind of came full circle at the end of it all. And I worked in the government still trying to avoid it. I worked for the government for about 6 years. Got laid off back in 2009. Believe it or not, the only thing I knew how to do was make movies. So –
Gotcha. Middle recession.
Profession.
Let's get into the movie business. I hear you. I'm the same. Yeah. I opened a gallery in San Diego in 2008. I'm like, oh, man, the economy's crumbling. Nobody's buying paintings. Let's open a gallery. That's smart. It wasn't. But you had a little more success, though. You've made quite a few of these films and whatnot. That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, no, as my old man said when I first started, it was don't do it. And then now he's like, well, you know, keep doing it because you're pretty successful at it. And actually, come help me make some of my movies. So helping my dad.
That's kind of nice. That's cool, man. That is very, very cool. Well, the big one that's coming out, and you have two, actually. I didn't know this till we were talking a little bit before the show started tonight off the air.
So
we've got Minutes
Midnight,
right, is happening. I want to say we have Minutes to Midnight, the horror film. That definitely comes out tomorrow. And then you have another one you were saying that's coming out tomorrow as
so
well?
So I was the first AD for the stunt unit for the new Purge.
Wow. Oh, wow. I love
it. And it was awesome. Great shooting up in Buffalo, New York, which I've shot there a few times over the years, and to see something like
really?
That go to Buffalo and work with those guys up there was really kind of cool, because they've been trying to get the industry back into Western New York for years.
Right.
So to see something like that where they literally took over Buffalo. So
nice.
It was
nice.
It was a good experience. So Minutes to Midnight comes out at midnight tonight, and it's as funny as that sounds. Starring William Baldwin, Richard Grieco, Bill Moseley, Viva Bianca, Christopher Judge, John Hennigan, Dominic Swain, and there's a few other people in here that I'm down to miss, but it's a fun fun horror film. And every reviewer I see that has reviewed it so far, they all think we're going after a different film, and it's just kind of funny to see. So must be decent at least. Because
I'm not per se like a horror person per se. Like I don't really go out of my way looking for it, but I really appreciate something interesting and cool when I see it. And I thought this movie was number one. Great cast. Everybody's cool. And they're all, these are pro people and at the top of their game and they're doing their thing. And I thought it was a lot of fun. Something I noticed with this was the use of, what do they call it? Practical effects.
We try very hard to do that.
Yeah. Like, I mean, there could have been CGI in it and there probably was. It just escaped me, it was that good.
No, the entire film, when it comes to like the blood and gore and stuff, 95% was practical.
Wow. Is that now, I mean, from a creative standpoint, that's cool and everything, because I think you get a very cool effect with that, but is it, I mean, if you have to do a shot like a few times, that's kind of a pain, isn't it? Like resetting all that apparatus up.
You don't.
Oh, I think you get it right.
There's some times where you do an effect and you just get to do it one time. So if it doesn't work, that's when CGI comes in, is when the effect doesn't work and you can't reshoot.
Oh, that's funny. It's people ask me all the time, why don't you ever paint watercolor paintings? Same thing. If you mess up, you're starting over. It was very, very cool. And I liked the cast. It was cool. Now, you of course went through a casting agency, I imagine, to get all these people. Or did you know all these cats? How did that all happen?
We knew a good majority of them. I think the only one we actually went to an agency for was Baldwin.
Really?
Everybody else there was a connection to them. Everybody, of course, we deal with everyone's agent at some point in time, but the initial conversations were mostly one-on-one and then calling the agent to confirm. So it was,
that's awesome.
It was a lucky get.
Well, you've made you're so prolific, and the number of movies and projects you've been involved with. I would imagine you do know a lot of people. You get to know people, right? You're working with them and this and that.
Yeah, well, I mean, my business partner is Gerald Webb, and he used to be the casting director for The Asylum. And so he's cast probably over 100 films and dealt with all the different agencies. And so, there's a little bit of an advantage there.
That's amazing. That is amazing. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Hey, Hey there, my name is Paige Beattie, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are two separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another, a friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Hello, Cousin Bear. Mrs. Travers, how can I help you?
I was calling...
When was the last time you were greeted by name on the phone? When calling your air conditioner service provider? Or had an AC technician treat your home as if it were his own? That is the Cousins Air difference. Personalized, courteous, and professional. It's our code and our promise to you. Every time, every day. Turn to the experts at Carrier and Cousins Air. Call us today at 561-693-6813 or visit CousinsAir.com.
Roxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Hey folks, located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all natural, organic, gluten-free skincare, hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more, including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you. So check out L'ApothecaryUnique.com, spelled L'ApothecaryUnique. L'ApothecaryUnique.com. Well, now let me ask you, on a project like this, because this isn't something that, you know, somebody shot with their phone in the backyard on the weekend with their friends, you know what I mean? This is a big movie, feature film, you know. From time frame, from like conception, or, you know, you get the script or the idea or whatever, to where you're at now. You know, it's all in the can. It's ready to, you know, distribution's handled, all the business stuff's handled. Is there a huge time space there for all that to happen?
You know, it depends on the type of project. Majority of the time, it's 6 to 8 months.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
For the lower budget films. Of course, some of them take longer. Some of them take shorter.
Right. Well, that's amazing. I mean, from a business standpoint, ladies and gentlemen, what Chris is saying is that 6 to 8 months of money flowing in one direction, and that's out, you know, to create this and whatnot. So you have to prepare for that, I imagine. You know what I mean? And I imagine that flow of funds can get large with a project like this size and you know, the people involved and whatnot. Good job, man. I don't know if I can handle that. I don't have the temperament.
No. Where the girl? I said Minutes to Midnight turned out very well. We're happy. We're actually happy to be seeing it coming out tomorrow.
Nice.
You know, it's Christopher Don and Victoria Dottie. They wrote it. It was Christopher Don's original idea. Victoria Dottie was on set with me, and as things would happen. We had somebody on set with us to write if we couldn't shoot something or if we had to reshoot something. So we had that. You know, it was all shot here in Los Angeles. We used local facilities, and we tried to bring in, you know, good crew. The DP was her name's Laura Beth Love, LB. It's you know, as it's one of the few women DPs out there that I know. And she's damn good at what she does. So
that's fantastic. Again, and that means you guys weren't having to, nobody was having to sleep in tents at a location or trailers or something. You know what I mean?
Yep. Everything was, we all went home at night.
That's nice. I imagine that is very, very cool. Now, let me ask you, with horror, when shooting horror, I mean, going into it, is there a lot, like when somebody comes to you with it and pitches you an idea and says, yes, we're going to do a horror film. I mean, do you at first go, oh, you know, there's going to be this involved and that involved, or is it just totally different with each project? The demands of putting this together.
You know, we did Circus Kane, which came out mm-hmm. this time last year. And
everyone,
you know, what we did on that
nuts for that
was definitely different than this one.
Yeah, right.
No, that one did really well. And that was one of those ones that was, it was just so much fun to make. I think it kind of bled through for everybody else to watch too. So.
Right. Well, that's one of the things about this movie. And folks, I will tell you, I don't want to give too much of the movie away. You know, there's a ski resort that the people, the group of young people are going to do New Year's Eve, and things go horribly awry with the crazy psychopathic family that wears masks. But there's much more to this. And there's comedy elements to this that I thought were interesting. And there's a lot for the horror folks that love it. There's a lot of gore in this as well, especially about three quarters of the way through. But I don't want to give any of the plot points away or anything, but fantastic movie. It seemed to me that everyone was having, it just seemed like this would have been a fun project to work on. Everybody seemed really cool.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. No, everyone was having a good time, and you know, even there, you know, on every project there's problems. And even when these problems came up on the show, the actors were the most adaptable. They were, you know, all right, what are we going to do to fix it? And there was no problems or divas or anything like that. So
nice. Well, that's good. Now, let me ask this, and I won't ask, individuals or anything. Obviously, as a filmmaker, you've come across that type of thing before. Is that just a nightmare to work with creatively and whatnot?
You know, man, it depends on the project and if I'm producing or directing. But, yeah, you deal with it quite a bit here and there.
Now, let me ask you, producing and directing like a film Minutes to Midnight, that means you're wearing a couple different hats and radically different hats, you know. Is that a hindrance or is it a help when you're doing something and you're like, okay, we got to keep this within budget. This has to be, you know. It can't go more than this.
Well,
you know?
there's a good enough team that I work with on a constant basis, especially when I'm directing, that I don't really worry too much about it. The producing part for me is in the beginning, and once the film wraps, I pick it back up again. But while we're in production, Allison Gozer, Gerald Webb, Paul Siner, Colleen, you know, all these people during the show picked up. And they all stepped in to kind of help out. And I mean, even, you know, Victoria Dottie came out here with her husband and her dog. And I mean, they were all invested. They were all invested to make this come to life. So.
Nice. Yeah, well, I know this
was not as hard as it could have been.
Oh, that's cool. And now folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit makingcancerhistory.com.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring. It's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool. And if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart. Be like me. Get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. TheC-Ring.com. I know with projects like this, and maybe I'm sure people in the business are aware of this as well. I've been on set in a couple of indie movies that were being made. And to me, you know, I'm like a guy from Iowa with my mouth open. You know, I have no idea. I'm just, it's all amazing and magical to me. I just stand back out of the way. But I mean, I was very taken with just how fast paced things had to move. And I was talking to my friend who was making this movie, and they're like, yeah, we have this amount of time, man, and we got to get this done. So it has to happen, you know. And I'm very impressed. I could never even imagine undertaking a project like that, you know. That's cool.
Well, you know,
was this
thing,
a long...
man, we have a lot of people who want to work in the business, and we give people shots to come on and work as a PA or whatever. And 90% of the time, the people we give the shot to, they don't come back.
Right.
And they decide, you know, well, that's not exactly what I thought it was going to be. I had a guy in the Navy who really wanted to work in the film business, so he came and worked with me on a movie called Crooked Man. And, you know, mind you, he's in his early 40s, but he stood outside, and he was a lockup like another PA, and all night long. And the next morning, yeah, he said goodbye, and then he called me the next day going, hey, dude, I'm sick. I'm not coming in. So,
and you knew.
And then he never came back, ever.
That was a hell of a cold, huh? Oh, man.
I guess so. But
well,
it's something that happens.
Right, right. Well, it's so cool when it works, though. You know what I mean? When you've got it. It's premiering worldwide tomorrow on Video On Demand. And, you know, people in Portugal are going to be watching this tomorrow. And that's amazing, you know. And this is something you've made. That's got to be a cool feeling.
Oh, no, man. I'm ecstatic.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, let me ask you this. When you were there – when you get the script, the original script for, say, like a movie, Minutes to Midnight, do you go over it and say, well, this has to change? Or that, are there changes that right from the jump that have to happen? Or is it pretty much the way it is when it gets to you?
It does. So once we get the script and we've approved it, we have to look at the budget. And we got to look at, you know, here's what we've been able to secure money-wise, and here's what we're going to put in the cast. And once that's done, we have to look at it and go, okay, well, now what's realistic? And at that point, certain things have to go, you know.
Right.
On $100,000, you're not going to flip a car. So, you know, on $500,000, you're not going to flip 5 cars. I mean, it's one of those things where you've got to kind of gauge it out and then go through the script and get rid of big, heavy set pieces or big scenes with a lot of background. It's funny that stuff sounds. I mean, it's – The breakdown of it all really comes down to the more bodies you have, the more expensive it is.
I gotcha. Well, it's interesting, you know. It's interesting. Does the business, like distribution and all that, come into play while you're editing a project like this? Or is that after the editing process?
Well, if you have an idea of where you want to take it, the way you shoot it and editing and everything falls into play.
Oh, nice.
You know, there are certain places that have a formula to the way they like certain things to go. I mean, the old Sci-Fi Channel thing used to be you had to see the creature in the first 5 minutes. You know, that was the old sci-fi like book they had, the little Bible.
Right. Now that you mention it, now that I think about some of those old sci-fi movies, I'm like, yeah, you know, you usually did see the creature pretty quick. That's amazing.
Yeah, that was the point. They showed the creature, then they would run the credits. and it was always always in the teaser, and then you would see the creature so many times, and then at a certain minute point, the creature had to show up, and it had to be there for the, you know, the rest of the film had to be with this creature. So yes, it is all dictated by the market and what people want, and of course your buyer.
Oh, that's amazing. Now, as a horror director, well, you direct all kinds of stuff, but for this one in particular, I imagine a lot of night shoots, right? Your whole schedule probably changes during the shooting process.
I think we did 1 week of day and 1 week of night.
Oh, okay. Okay. So it wasn't as bad as all. It's nothing that you can't adapt back to. So that's, you know.
We only shot for, I think, just over 2 weeks. I think we shot for 13 days.
Really?
12 days.
The whole
week? It wasn't very many days. Yep.
That's amazing. See, ladies and gentlemen, if I tried to make a movie, they'd be like, okay, Jamie, it's year three here. You got to, I got to make some more money to shoot another week. That's insane. Well, congratulations on everything, and it's very, very exciting. This will be out pretty much everywhere, video on demand, right? I mean, there's people watch movies now everywhere.
It'll be video on demand tonight at midnight, and then in September it'll be on DVD.
Nice.
But Circus Kane is streaming right now on Amazon, and I had a project called Fracture that was just announced through Variety about a week ago. It was my first go at a series. So,
really,
we've been staying busy. And then the kicker of them all is I directed a comedy with my cousin Bobby Ray Schaefer from The Office, and he plays Vance. We did a thing called They Want Dick Dixer, and that'll be coming out here shortly. We finally finished delivery. So that's about a B movie director remaking his famous one hit wonder into a porn.
That could work.
it's pretty funny, man. I mean,
that's cool. Now, I was looking through your IMDb for those listening who don't know, IMDb is a really cool website you can go to, and it's kind of like a resume of what people in the movie biz have done and are doing, upcoming projects and whatnot. You've done, I know, I was kind of scrolling through your accolades here and your list of work, and there's quite a few TV movies and stuff you've done. Do you like doing those as opposed to cinema?
I've produced, and a lot of times we produce these films and we don't know where they're going to go. We make them in the model of the ideal TV movie, and with the hopes that somebody's going to pick it up. So, you know, we make them, and, you know, if you look, I haven't directed a single one of them.
I got you.
I produce them. And again, we produce them in the aspect of thinking that we can sell them hopefully to a TV. If not, then we have streaming and other aspects for them.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. And, you know, I think you're pretty cool, Chris. Anybody that, here you are. You are a line producer on this that could make a movie about killer lampreys is all right in my book. That's awesome.
Yes.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. End 6/23/18.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's R-O-X-X, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks. You've got a bunch of these through, you know, and that's fantastic. That's got to be really exciting, you know, making dreams every day. You know, that's what you go to work and do.
You know, the one of the cool things that happened, and I don't talk about it much, was that I won an Emmy a few weeks ago. So that's kind of cool.
Nice. Well, very, very cool. And congratulations. And I hope, you know, just millions and million people stream it and your other movies, of course. I know all of my horror friends, and they were talking and still do talk about Circus King. They were that was a big hit among that group of friends of mine, and they loved it. They loved it. And I think they're going to like Minutes to Midnight a lot as well. So very, very
well,
cool,
I hope so.
Sir.
Everyone enjoys it. And, if, you know, everyone feel free to stop by, and even if you don't like it, stop by and tell me what you think. I take them all and I use them to make myself a better filmmaker. So I
nice. Well,
look forward to the good and the bad.
That's very cool. And good luck on the first Purge too. I look forward to watching that. I've loved all those Purge movies. They're you know, I'll put it this way, Chris. A year ago, I was thinking to myself, well, that's just a funny flight of fancy. That could never happen. Here we are, closer to
well,
that.
Well, you know.
I'm telling you. Life imitating art and all that. It's crazy sometimes, crazy. Well, I want to thank you, sir, for, you know, taking time to be on the show and whatnot and classing the joint up around here. It's very, very cool. And, yeah, just keep doing what you're doing. You're and you know this, you're real good at it, you know? I mean, what else is there to say? Very, very cool.
Well, we're trying to make the break. You know, we've been doing the lower budget type films for so long. We're trying to make that gap jump to a little bit higher budgets, and so we'll see how it all goes.
Well, I think this is definitely a step in the right direction, and you know, and the thing is just you know, with anything is just keep making it, keep doing it, you know, and. But I think this is a fantastic movie. And again, a fantastic cast on it. You know, that's just very, very cool. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Thank you again, sir. Again, Minutes of Midnight comes out tonight at midnight. And you can find me at for Facebook, Chris Owen Ray. Twitter is at Tiki Terrors. Instagram is at Tiki Terrors. And again, I do respond, so feel free to hit me up.
Very cool. And folks, we have a link to the Facebook page of Minutes to Midnight. We'll put up direct links to Chris's various social media as well, just as soon as the show ends here. Yeah, get out there. Get watching this tonight, folks. You know, however you watch your video on demand, We do it on Roku here. I have friends that do it on their gaming systems. It's amazing, huh, Chris? I mean, this is whole new streaming thing is wow. Who would have thought?
Yeah, no, the streaming is definitely changing the business, and you're seeing a lot of the people who can't adapt to that are failing, and then the ones who are adapting are flourishing. But again, it's such a weird dynamic, and figuring out how people are paid for each product, and yeah, it's just definitely interesting.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. And you had mentioned before this will be out on, because I have a lot of friends, especially in the horror, my horror and science fiction friends. They like to get the DVDs or the Blu-rays or whatever. It's like us, or me when I was a kid with albums. You know, we used to always like to get the vinyl because of the you could read all the liner notes and see the cool pictures and everything. I have independent filmmakers that like to get the DVDs because I have a friend of mine, Chase, who, and this was kind of an interesting thing. He said, yeah, man, he goes, every movie I buy is like I'm going to school because they have all that behind the scenes and usually shot by shot commentary at the end, mm-hmm. He goes, I sit down and take notes on that because you can learn a lot of good stuff from that, you know? So
yeah, no, the DVD, when it comes out, there is a director's commentary on the DVD when it does come out. So there's some fun information in there.
Very cool. One last quick question for you, Chris. If you could give a up and coming independent filmmaker, you know, somebody's trying to do this, you know, they're out in Nebraska or somewhere, anywhere really, what bit of advice would you give them?
Don't give yourself excuses of why you're not making it. That's it. Go out and make, if you have a project you want to make, make it. Everybody I know has a reason why they can't do it.
Right.
That's the advice I give is the guy who goes out and makes it is the guy who at that point in time has already succeeded. So.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And that bit of advice there, ladies and gentlemen, will do you wonders, not just on making movies, just in life. you know, so true. That applies to so much. Very, very cool. Well, Chris, I really enjoyed our talk tonight. Very cool. I don't know. Are you having a little get together tonight for the big release at midnight? Are you keeping it
low-key? You know, We're low key here for our release. We're doing a little bit something tomorrow, but we're also going to the Purge premiere tomorrow as well. But there's a ton of people we know have already either pre-ordered it or at midnight they're already prepared to download it. So it's a worldwide thing because all our crew right now is, we have people in Buffalo, New York, Atlanta, Florida, Georgia.
Right.
I mean, they're all over the place now. So.
Well, that's awesome. Very, very cool. Well, have a great night, and thanks again so much for being on the show. It's just awesome. I can't wait for people to see this because it's a fun movie. You know, it's cool. It's a good horror movie. I liked it. I liked it a lot.
It's fun. It's horror. There's some action. You know, we try to mix that up a little bit, and the cast is good. And you know, just the whole thing for us, as long as you're entertained, we did our job.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I thoroughly was watching this. This is one of those, you know, this is one of those movies I'll watch again too. This is very, very cool. Good work, sir. Good work.
Well, I appreciate it, man. Again, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And folks, this show, of course, that's going to wrap it up for us too, but, this show will be converted to a podcast and pushed out on all the various social media platforms, including on Apple Podcasts for free. Well, it's for free everywhere. And, if you are listening to the show on Apple Podcasts in the future, hello from the past, do me a quick favor. Hit that ratings and review. That keeps us up at the top of the page. And, you know, it makes my conversations with advertisers way, way more easier. So, yes. And also, like I said, we're going to have links up. We have a link now to the Minutes to Midnight movie Facebook page. And we're going to put the other links to Chris's various social media and whatnot. So important. And I know I harp on this a lot on the show. But for those not in the entertainment business, social media has become such an important thing, entity unto itself. There's conversations that happen, and you know, when people are trying to get funding or do various things, or if you're like a band, venues are trying to, you know, they're trying to get booked into places. The conversation that comes up is, what's the engagement? That comes up a lot. And what that means is, how many Instagram followers do they have? How many likes on Facebook? That kind of stuff they want to know, because it's direct marketing information, raw marketing data, they call it. And very, very important. So if you dig what somebody's doing, man, like and share their social media. You're helping out tremendously, you know. Very, very cool. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us tonight, folks. Really appreciate it. Again, minutes to midnight tonight, couple hours here, you know, just a few hours here on the East Coast and wherever you're at in the world. Very, very cool. Tonight's the night. So check that out, and we will be back. Today's Monday, that's right. We'll be back tomorrow. So we've got a very cool singer-songwriter, Delta Blues musician. He has a new type of music that he's doing called Mud Stomp. He's actually, imagine the Delta Blues in the Southern California desert. I know, it sounds weird, but it's very cool. So we'll see you tomorrow. Have a good night, everybody.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.